Sure what to get him this holiday? You can't go wrong with a gift from Untuck It. Every guy wants to unwrap our best-selling wrinkle-free and performance styles. From polished shirts for holiday parties to cozy layers for family photos, you'll find everything he needs to look sharp and feel comfortable all day and night. So, get a head start on your holiday gift list. Early holiday sale happening now. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list at untuckit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
I like it, Sam. I like it.
Welcome back. So many of you out there have asked QC Kinetics for more options, for more affordability, and for more flexible consulting situations. And they've listened to you, so they've got it now. So now scalable 5 to 10 paint, whatever it might be. And so if you got serious issues or just nagging issues, they got different kinds of regenerative treatment plans for you based upon that. Minor issues are different than major ones. So if you want to get back to that weekend warrior pickleball, golf, running, they'll take care of you. So many of you don't know what regenerative medicine is. So let's set up a telemedicine visit with you, and they can do this on your phone or your computer. And you can dial up the telemedicine and actually consult with someone to learn more about that. See if you're a candidate for this. And so don't go under the knife yet. Don't do the drugs yet. Let's just see if we can get you help in other ways. QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative technology. Let them talk care of you about those options. Pain relief is affordable. It's convenient. Now, just no more than the one telemedicine visit away. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Nashville, 864-766-8454. To our guest lines, Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I was just going over the prop bets for this segment. seeing if I can make some people some money.
Yes, the over-under of how many times we'll talk about Clemson's secondary bust is 1.5. At this point in time. Paul, tell me about this past game. You know, this past game was a microcosm of these two seasons and of these two programs, or all of college football right now, because Florida State, number one offense in the country, and they've given up some points, and Clemson given up so many points defensively and scored so much as of late, and yet we had a kind of a low-scoring 24-10 game. I didn't see that coming Saturday night. What are your thoughts about the Seminoles and Tigers?
My thoughts really boil down to the Florida State has shown all year, or for the most of the year, not all year, not the Bama game, but by and large, they can't get out of their way even more so than Clemson. And, you know, I think that, you know, there are flaws within Clemson, their team, program, whatever. But I do think one thing that Dabo Swinney does a pretty good job of doing is rallying the troops, guys playing hard, and that they do kind of, you know, whereas a lot of teams will check out whether when they're out of the playoffs or when things start going bad, I do think there is a chemistry and a unity that he can summon, and a lot of that goes back to recruiting and guys who want to be there and the investment. To where, you know, I think they are still plugging away. You know, but again, you watch Florida State and see some of the drops that they had, which to me was kind of reminiscent of 2-3 years ago with Clemson, where, like, the X's and O's there are all right, but, it just kind of bleeds through a team and a program when things are going bad, you know, whether it's the focus or just self-confidence. Just a lot of factors, you know, things look bad for Norville there. My main takeaway was that, you know, I think Clemson has improved in some areas, you know, and are plugging away and, you know, I think improving. I don't know that there aren't still, you know, some of the fatal issues for the defense were still there last week. Just Florida State wasn't good enough at all to take advantage of them. So I think if you're Clemson, every win counts. You feel good about it. You have a right to feel good about your wins, and kind of, you know, continuing the fight and making this the best season out of it that they can. But I don't take any grand takeaway on, you know, that Clemson has rectified a lot of its, particularly its coverage issues, not only with the secondaries, but linebackers, just defensively overall. You know, I think they are who they are, and you're kind of fighting week to week to see if you can overcome that.
We heard rumors, and Dabo certainly is not going to comment on this, about some shifts, responsibilities, some guys less involved, some guys more involved. Do you make anything of that from what you saw Saturday? And how much weight do you put into those things actually happening and maybe having an effect on the game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do believe they have happened. Do I think that suddenly, you know, giving more responsibilities within the staff or tweaking that is really going to have an immediate effect on players? No, I don't think that was the dynamic involved with Clemson. I don't think that if you change who is involved or overseeing, let's say, safeties or corners or anything in that regard, I don't know that suddenly, you know, makes Ricardo Jones recognize anything any faster. That Ronan Hanifin breaks down and handles the tackle better. You know, I think you're just trying to change a voice and change for change's sake. I don't think you're suddenly bringing in new techniques that will, lead to better playmaking in the secondary or wherever. So I don't know that we really see any great difference. You know, I think it's as more trying change for change's sake. Maybe you're showing accountability within your coaching in doing so. But I think Clemson also, Dabo Swinney, in doing that, would recognize there wasn't going to be any great benefit to, like, firing an assistant coach. You have the players you have, and I don't think you feel like that putting a different voice over them is going to drastically change production. So I don't know that we will or would see any great dividend from any staff tweaks in that regard.
Part of the thing that happened, and this happens to every team every season, and fans sometimes, I'm not sure, understand it, but like you see an increased role, say Corey Gibson's increased role and Gideon Davis' mm-hmm. increased role. A part of it is that they're young players that are still developing, because a lot of times guys will say, well, how come Gibson looked pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Better say Tink Kelly, and maybe if you're moving guys around, you can move Terrell maybe inside at times, and it gives you some more versatility there. But maybe Gibson wasn't ready for that in September. Maybe his roles are developing because he's developing. Same thing with Gideon Davidson. Like, mm-hmm. There's a talent there, and you say, well, why didn't they recognize that earlier? Well, might be a different player. How much you put into that mm-hmm. November playoff, early young player compared to a September player?
That's a good point. I do think when you mentioned the oversight changes, potentially, Gibson's involvement could be chalked up to a benefit of that, and maybe there being a different voice and saying, like, we've got to get him on the field. But I also think that he got in there, played so well that they kind of rolled with that. I do think there is something to be said for, look, if you'd have stuck Gideon Davidson in for 30 snaps in the first game, that wouldn't be the best for Davidson or for Clemson in that scenario. Certainly over the course of the season, they've had Gibson, Davidson have had time to become better players, so they're more effective when they get in. But I also think there is a dynamic, and I don't say this is right or wrong. I think with Clemson under Dabo Swinney, you've always had to earn your way through the ranks. the younger guy has to decidedly kind of beat the older guy to get playing time. Whereas I think there can be a different strategy on sometimes you see the guy who's got higher potential and you put him out there, even though he might not be the equivalent of what you've got at the time, you're playing the long game, and by getting him the game snaps and game reps, that brings him along a lot quicker. And I think that, particularly with Davidson, and you could say it with Gibson as well, like they need to be out there to get the playing time, to get through the nerves, the speed of the game, those various factors, to where you start tapping into and maximizing the upside there. I think we've seen that with Davidson, and I think that even Dabo Swinney, at the time has mentioned, the frustration. Frustration is too strong a word, but hey, they needed to get him more involved than they had been getting him involved. I felt the same way about Gibson, particularly with the struggles at nickel. And I think we're starting to see, again, it's a one or two game sample size, but I feel like even when he played earlier this season, and there was the big, I think, mess up with SMU where it actually ended up being Avion Terrell and not Gibson. Gibson had it read correctly, but I think Gibson gives them something different there, but it also kind of speaks to getting some of these guys, the playing time to help bring along and tap into the potential, because I think they've got some good players there, some talent on the roster that we haven't necessarily seen this year, and that Clemson's issues are not totally a talent deal.
All right, Louisville without Isaac Brown, still a good backup in there, but some depth will be tested. Louisville coming off of a loss on a Friday night in a blackout situation. What are some of the things you'll be looking for, some of the keys for tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. And Larry wrote about it yesterday, but I think the main thing is, even though Miller Moss has been struggling at quarterback for Louisville, and you've got a second-string back, I think certainly some good backs back there, what can Clemson do as far as with all the shifts and movement and eye candy that Jeff Brohm likes to do in his offense? If Florida State still had those guys running wide open, that's a huge threat for Louisville to be able to create with a lot of what they do X's and O's wise and what Jeff Brohm has done offensively through his tenure. So I think trying to handle all that, if you're the secondary and the linebackers, because a lot of the wheel routes and things that have come open, and guys coming out of the backfield, I think the ability to try and minimize the number of chunk plays that Louisville, will craft will be significant there, and everything that their play action game creates off the run. I think Clemson can score some points. I think they'll have a tougher time running the ball against Louisville than they've had the last couple of weeks, but I do think you can throw on them. So I think it is a potential for a shootout type of game, which I don't know if that necessarily favors Clemson, but can the secondary or can the back seven or back six, back seven come up with enough plays that, to me, that will be significant.
High school recruiting storylines, there's obviously a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You've got next weekend, final home game and the Furman stuff and some official visits and all that. Still a lot going on high school football recruiting right now?
Enough. I think that with the transfer portal coming, and Clemson recognizing they're going to have to go for it to find some help at various positions, I think you're holding off on, whereas in the past you would take more guys anticipating the turnover you're going to have. I think Clemson anticipating that they're going to be going into the transfer portal for a number of players is looking at only one or two high school guys, kind of at positions where they need both. You could use some immediate help, but you're also looking long term and trying to have some guys, more guys, and younger guys in the pipeline. So Julian Peterson, former Penn State cornerback commitment, becoming in for an official visit this Saturday. And once Clemson gets back from Louisville, he's got a high school game Saturday afternoon, so that's a Saturday evening through into Monday official visit, where he was at Wisconsin last weekend, UNC 2 or 3 weeks ago had its official visit. So I think Clemson has the best shot there and maneuvered to get the final at bat knowing they had it. So I think that is one to track, as well as waiting for an official visit to come together from Michael Foster, defensive end out of Indian Land, who they offered when the Greenville candidate, Frank Whitley, committed to Florida State. Foster still committed to East Carolina, and there are a couple other schools. West Virginia's offered. You've got Illinois, Louisville. South Carolina's kind of playing around some there. So, there might be other competition down the stretch for him, but I think Clemson kind of clearly sits in the driver's seat, and we'll get an official visit late on him as well.
All right, and then final one, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask it, because so many want to. Your thoughts are, I'm sure, still forming about transfer portal stuff. But any thoughts between now and the last time we talked about it, about maybe this strategy and what this kind of looks like with the program right now?
I think it's kind of you're trying to win as many games right now to see, just kind of put your best foot forward, but also making your best case for the guys you want to keep. I think that a lot of wheels will start turning, and certainly conversations have been had with agents and whatnot to this point, not only for the ones you want to keep, but agents are reaching out and trying to figure out, who might be options, what schools might be options for their clients. I think there are still a lot of discussions for, in your mind as Clemson, you're formulating who you want to keep. What is the likelihood that you keep the ones you want to keep and different guys there? So it's just kind of putting together a blueprint for that and getting ready to kind of fight that fight. And a lot of your, portal numbers will be determined by, how many you keep, and are there spots that, there are players you wanted to keep who have decided to go test the market elsewhere. And so you've got to fill that spot. So you have to be prepared. And so when people ask for a number, I think it is very fluid, because we do not know just how many are going to return and what they are going to be able to retain from the ones that they want.
Interesting stuff. Tell me about reviewing, previewing, a bunch of recruiting, a bunch of transfer portal stuff, staff stuff. Place to find TigerIllustrated.com.
Absolutely. Have more coming out of the weekend on the official visit for Julian Peterson, as well as looking forward here to these final couple weeks. There will be some visitors in for the Furman game, the final home game. There, even in this era, there are implications with the South Carolina game coming up and recruiting. So still a lot to go in this final month, as well as start looking ahead. And the numbers are kind of coming together on there are positions in which that Clemson, anticipates going to the transfer portal for. So a lot kind of unrolling steadily here over this final month.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, I always appreciate your time and your help. I hope you have a great week. We did under bus coverage. We were under 1.5. So
took much later to the portal question. So somebody lost something out there.
Hey, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you.
You too, buddy. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Much more on the other side after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time.
It's bow time. We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of TalkEach's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, TalkEach is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89. Don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend. What?
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Ingles want you to stop by now. Sam, here's some news for you. So I'm going to be a bachelor this weekend. My wife and kids are going down to in-laws, right? So I'll do golf tomorrow. I'll do Clemson football tomorrow night. I'll do football all day long Saturday. Probably play some golf on Sunday. And what this means is that I'll be at Ingles because I do the crab cakes when because it's easy, convenient. 15 minutes. I've asked you this before. I don't remember the answer. Do you like crab cakes?
I can do crab cakes.
Okay. 15 minutes in the oven.
They're good. Man.
They have two different kinds. They got the Maryland, they got the Charleston one. I do both. I do crab cake sandwiches. This is easy for me. Like, this is my staple. Also, do the vanilla cream soda. So, no one else on earth does crab cakes and vanilla cream soda, but I do, and I do it in Ingles because it's the best. That butcher department, that meat department, seafood department, oh, man. Love that. Go by and see our great friends at Ingles. I'll do the deli. I'll do the boar's head roast beef and cheeses. I'll do the chicken salads as well.
You know what you got to do to go to Ingles? You got to drive. You know what you can do at Ingles? You can get your gas cheaper than anywhere else.
What'd your dad save, you said the other day?
63 cents per gallon?
Per gallon.
Saved up a billion Ingles points or
whatever. Love it.
The Advantage card.
Love it.
This could be you, folks.
It could be you. And when it's 70 degrees outside, you know, the Gamecocks are out of town. Clemson's out of town. You're going to be tailgating anyway at your house. We just call it, like, cooking out instead. So take care of it. Do it. Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love it at Ingles. You know, Sam, I had some things planned. I want to talk about pace of play now in a second because I did this with Will the other day. I did some more research. I'll talk about it here in a second. But every once in a while, you know, one of the things that we do in Sports Talk Radio is we have to be fluid and not rigid. And sometimes things just change in the middle of the show. It changed this morning. UGA fan coming through. Free Weights Johnny. Ralph Free Weights Johnny has checked in this morning. You know, we have a big one in Athens on Saturday night. And for folks that don't know, Sam, you never got the full bore of the Free Weights Johnny call when Ralph Free Weights Johnny would call in. But he has texted in this morning, and he wants you to know. So here are the rules, all right? Mickey, I'm about to tell Texas fans the rules. You know, Texas has never played a game in Athens, Georgia. So Ralph Free Weights Johnny just wants Texas fans to know the rules. Are you ready, Sam Jones?
I've seen the text, and I am ready.
So first off, big congratulations to Texas on a successful season and being in the SEC. You need to be congratulated on even being in the SEC. You guys are definitely on a positive addition to all sports. Having said that, you guys are playing Georgia. We are a national program and have been for many years. With the track record comes certain levels of respect from the team and from the Georgia fans. But we demand respect out of the spite, not out of spite, but rather to who we are. SEC titles, national respect. The number one overall national program. That is respect, and people give us respect. None or one of the things I've tried to do whenever Georgia plays an opponent in Athens is I try to explain a few things that there are no problems at the game. Number one, first, there will not be any loud yelling in my ear during the game. I darn well plan on watching the game and having some Texas guy in my ear. I will ask one time to stop and no more. Look, it's a football game, so of course you could cheer for your team. I don't mind you clapping, but the incessant yelling is out. If you continue, I will take the physical solution that you will not like. I will never provoke, but if you guys think that constant yelling in my ear is going to be tolerated, you're in for a big surprise. Same thing for your kids. Be sure to keep them out of my area. And keep them quiet. If you cannot control your kids, then you will be held responsible. And I will take matters into my own hands. We do not put up with that crap in Athens. Number two, if I have to go to the restroom, I don't wait in line. I go to the front. This is my area where I've encountered some problems before. So I'm going to make this clear now. As a Georgia fan, I've earned the right to not wait in line at the bathroom. room, and we choose to choose not to do it. We demand respect. If you have a problem, then you better not. You better wait until there's no line. If you decide that to make it an issue, then be prepared for it to face physical solution. Number three, ditto for concessions. We do go to the front of the line, not out of spite or to try to show you up. It is that this is what respect looks like. Again, folks, again, if you have a problem, I'll advise you to keep me away or keep the Georgia away from the Georgia contingent here. I will be very upfront and very honest with you in that it ain't nothing that I signed up for, but I'll kick a man's butt. Done it several times. I'll do it again if pushed. I will never provoke, but if you determine, or you determine my actions, I sincerely hope that this is a great game and there'll be no problems. If folks understand a little history and the Georgia's program and fans are where fans are coming from, there'll be no problems. It should be a fun game, Free Weights Johnny. He's not going to stand in line in the bathroom. What he says is, Georgia fan coming through. He's not going to stand in line at concessions. What do you understand is Georgia fan coming through, and he's not going to tolerate you, your kids yelling in his ear.
Dexter said, well, as a dog, he could just pee on something vertically outside the bathroom, right?
I love this guy. He says this is his birthright. He's a Georgia fan.
Yeah, well, you're a dog. I mean, you've been on the Georgia train the whole long. That could have been a Mickey Plyler with the way you've been on the Bulldogs this year. That could have been a Mickey Plyler original, right?
It's great to be a Georgia Bulldog.
Could have just pulled that one right from the archives of any segment the last 8 weeks on the 6:20 segment any Thursday where Georgia's playing the ensuing Saturday. Oh, oh boy.
Texters all over the internet now. All over the text line now. You got to get it trying to be funny, but this man's in for an ass whipping, he says. That's what people are saying here now. Again.
gonna get on all fours and bark like the frat guys do at UGA. Is that next on the list? That was a fun one. I saw that text coming. Like, oh, he's going to like that one.
he didn't call in. 9951 says, please tell me this is satire. I didn't get it for the longest time. Free Weights Johnny or Ralph. Texas, this makes me hate Georgia fans even more. But what he used to say, like, this is my birthday. I'm a Georgia fan. I don't stand in line for concessions. I don't stand in line to go to the bathroom. This is what I've earned as a Georgia fan. The idea that I don't stand in line. Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. You know, my wife asked me the other day, she said, are you going to Louisville? Because they're going out of town. You know what? No. But then I considered, you know what? I'm thinking about maybe heading down to Athens Saturday. I have not been over to Athens in years.
You got a full face paint. If you are in Sanford Stadium, you have a very real chance of seeing full face paint. Georgia.
I'm thinking about shaving my head and putting that whole Georgia thing on top of my head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the spiked pads.
Yeah.
Sitting right behind the hedges.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Hey, look, you can joke all you want to. You think that I'm any worse than Facts and Childress?
This year you might be. This year you might be. Last year, Facts, and it was the Georgia Tech thing last year. It was the...
Oh, I'm still Tech guy.
It was the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech. And
if you think NC State deterred me from my Georgia Tech fandom, you're crazy. When you say, Budweiser, you've said it all. Go Georgia Tech! Go Georgia Tech! Go Georgia Tech! Go Georgia Tech! When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. If you think that, then you're crazy.
What are you going to do when those two teams play in like 2 weeks? What is Mickey Plyler to do? How do you watch that game?
It's very simple.
Your two dearly beloved programs.
Wow. I'm pulling for Tech so hard it'll make your head spin. I pull against Georgia every week, seriously. I pull for Mississippi State so hard it'll make your head spin. But on the radio, I got to tell you, they're good.
They are a good team.
Yeah.
Do they play defense? To be determined. Good team, though.
People are so mad at Free Weights Johnny right now.
That's the bit.
It is a bit, y'all.
We love a good bit.
I love a bit. Uh-oh. I got a decision to make.
What does that mean?
A very, very good friend, a longtime friend, a former University of Georgia football support staff employee just sent me a text. I have a ticket for you Saturday.
Brother. Telling you guys, spikes, face paint,
dogs,
all of it.
Sick 'em. I'm wearing my red polyester pants.
Sound like that was much of a decision. We're pulling the polyester outfit back out. Full
100%
Temu polyester.
I'm getting on all fours, and I'm walking up to Texas fans, and I'm barking at them Saturday. Texas tailgate included. I love it.
Oh, boy.
So, matter of fact, you know, this is a buddy of mine. You know, the last time I went to a game with him, he had me down for Oklahoma State and Georgia a few years ago. I've been to so many Clemson, Georgia games, but the only times I've been in Sanford Stadium, I went to the Oklahoma State game, went to some South Carolina, Georgia games down there. Sam, if I wasn't 57 years old and crippled up and all mangled up and my knee and my my shingles and my norovirus, I'd go.
Texter said, shave your head and paint a huge G on the dome.
No, you know that guy, right? The guy that had the big bulldog every single week, that guy. Is he still living? Hadn't seen him lately.
It could be you. Could be you this week.
How about the Georgia Bulldog guy that sounded like Froggy from our gang? Like, Georgia! You remember that guy? You remember that guy? Find him for me, Sam. I need that in the last segment. Where do I find red polyester pants if I go down? You know what else I need? I need the SEC belt. You know, like what has the SEC logos on them?
Yeah.
This might be my Saturday.
Wear an SEC logo hat.
Yes.
Like Rob Lowe at the MLB game.
Yes.
Wear the MLB logo like he's an ump.
Yeah. Yes.
Could be you. You and Greg Sankey.
Oh, man.
Sitting up there in the heavens.
Texas, Mickey, my wife's from Dallas. I come home the other night. She bought two tickets to the Georgia-Texas game, I was informed. I had to buy a parking pass, so now we're going to make our appearance at Sanford Stadium. And I don't know what to expect, not a dog fan. What should I do? If you ever see freeways, Johnny, let him through the line, man. He's got to go to the bathroom.
Clear it
out.
He
needs concessions.
Clear
out of the way. You don't want freeways, Johnny, on the wrong side. And whatever you do, don't yell in the back of his ear.
And do not let your kids yell in the ear either. He'll deal with them.
Yeah.
You've been warned. And watch out for a man wearing a full polyester Georgia Bulldog bodysuit.
Barking at you.
Wearing spikes with a giant G painted on his head and an SEC wrestling title belt.
Hey, Doug brings up a great point. I forgot about it. Don't forget about the 6'2", 250 with 20-inch arms. I forgot about that. Georgia fan coming through. I'll tell you this right now. When I go to Athens, Georgia on Saturday, I ain't standing in line in any bathrooms. If you think I'm standing in line, you got another thing coming, champ. Sparky.
Sport.
Sport. I ain't standing in line. Y'all can back off, pal. Short break, final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Final segment. That guy's talented. All right. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Texas said, full red polyester suit barking at you on all fours. Not because he wants to, but because he can't get back up. You told me, by the way, it said kneecap Johnny on the way. You've told me the bad news. The guy that paints his head, shaves it and paints his head, he's passed.
Yep.
But much like the great tradition of Ugga, his son is still carrying on. You gotta give Georgia credit on this. They passed the lineage, like the traditions they passed down the family line. I wonder what the guy's name was, because he could be like Freeweights Johnny 2, Freeweights Johnny 3, Freeweights Johnny 4, like Ugga 3, 4, and 5.
His name was Trent Big Dog Woods.
All right, this is, so now is this Big Dog 2?
Little Dog?
Little Dog?
Slightly smaller dog? Could be right. A bigger dog, I don't know.
And then you also played something for him and it got me a little fired up during the break. This is going to be me in Athens at a tailgate on Saturday.
Who's that coming down the track? It's the Mean Machine in the red and black.
Mean Machine in the red and black.
Ain't nothing finer in the land.
Ain't nothing finer in the land.
Than a drunk obnoxious Georgia fan. Go Dogs. Go Dogs. Go Dogs. Sicko.
So
that's in full polyester.
The Texas said his son passed away also. His name is Mike Woods. So did they not have a third son? Did the grandson not carry it on? You got to have tradition, man. This is why you got that family line going.
Timothy Chalamet is looking at McAfee like he's out of his mind.
Which he
video.
Is.
She is, but.
Which he is.
Out of his mind.
Texas said that his son kept the tradition going. But then he passed it on his younger son, who's now doing it, only knows because it's on the game day special last year. Texas and corn dog.
Yeah.
I'm getting myself in trouble here. Because my buddy keeps texting me saying, hey, the bathroom's right behind my seat. Oh, by the way, the guy has great seats. And I've been to his seats before, and they're unbelievable. And then the bathrooms are right there. Like, it's almost like a club deal. I can't go down there Saturday, can I, Sam? Talk me out of this thing.
You're a grown man.
Let me let Gervonta talk me out. Gervonta, you're from Georgia. I don't need to go
Vicky
down there.
Flyer. Vicky, can I not even what I'm hearing? I hear you say.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry. What Gervonta? What down? You broke up a little bit. Did you? Got, I got you back.
Vicky,
now. Yeah.
Vicky.
Yeah.
Did I hear you correctly? You going to Athens?
I don't think so, man. See, here's the deal. All right, so I mentioned it. My wife and kids are out of town this weekend. All right, they're going down to my in-laws. And then my good friend, who's a former Georgia staffer, who has unbelievable seats, says, hey, I got you a ticket and a tailgate and everything included Saturday night. And I've been to his seats before. I've been to a game with him before, and they are awesome seats. And it's also awesome tailgate, too. I don't need to get down there and get in trouble, though, do I?
Nah,
I go down and be late.
Nah, Mickey, I would say go down. Go down and enjoy. I just want to give a shout out to Coach Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
On last night, they came over to Hartwell to Mac's funeral home to pay their respects to a staffer that was from Royston, Georgia, Miss Kimberly Allen, a real Georgia Bulldog fan that passed away suddenly last week. She was the staffer there, and they came and paid their respects last night. So class act, and Vicky,
yeah.
God bless, and go Tigers, man.
Thank you, Gervonta. I need to be talked out of this thing. You know what? I've talked myself out. I need to be talked into it, I guess. Here's the deal, man. By the time I get out of there, you know, the game be over at 11:30, midnight. I won't get back to like 3 in the morning. I'll be spent all day Sunday, tired all week long. I don't need to do this. What I need to do is stay home, watch it on TV, and play golf Sunday. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, but Clemson plays on Friday.
I know. I know.
Polyester.
Texas saying, go, Mickey. See, Georgia Bulldogs, you don't need me down there. What would I wear? I don't have polyester pants. I got to go find some tomorrow.
Better start practicing barking for tomorrow's show. You got one show left before you got to be prepped. Got to be ready to go. Big weekend for you.
I haven't been to Athens in a few years.
Your beloved Georgia Bulldogs.
Mr. B says YOLO. It's a good point. Texas should leave it in the third quarter. Yes, another game. You know what's weird, Sam? And I don't do this often. What's weird is like going to games I don't care who wins.
It's kind of fun. It's a pretty fun experience.
Yeah.
You just get to root for chaos.
Texas, I mean, it's a good point. You're passing up history by witnessing history. Texas and Athens has never happened before.
Yeah.
Texas, I'm doing a North Georgia, North Greenville game. You can do a Georgia game. Yeah. Texas, I went for the first time in 30 years. It was awesome. Go, man. Yeah, I love this one. Roarhost coming through. I'm not standing in line in the bathrooms. A Roarhost. Mickey Pollard show coming through.
Takes 15 minutes to get the polyester tracksuit off.
I'm not going. I can't go to that thing. I'm too old, Sam. In my younger days, I'd have been down there tailgating like Thursday night. What did Faxon say?
Go and steal signs.
Texas, who's that coming down the track? Yeah. You only live once, you got to go.
I would go. I'd go.
I tell you right now.
I'd get in the car. You got a weekend of no. Yeah, bachelor, self-described bachelor weekend.
Can we just be honest? Here's the only way I would do it and go, and I wouldn't do it for a Texas game because it's just too much and too big and too much money and too all that stuff. I'd take my son down there because he's never been to a Georgia game before.
It's a fun one to go to.
Yeah, he's not stadium. Going, by the way. He's Great going campus. To his in-laws. He'd rather go to his in-laws and rather watch Friday night SmackDown and all that. I'm not. But at some point in time, I'd do that where I just take him. Because it's so easy to stay at home now if you don't care who wins. And I've been to Athens many – honest to goodness, I've been to Athens. I've been to Sanford Stadium. I'm guessing all those Clemson-Georgia games those years, I've been down there for 10 of those or 8 or 10 of those. South Carolina-Georgia a couple of times. Georgia-Oklahoma State a few times or like one time. So I've been to Athens 15 times. Not like a bucket list or anything. But it is. I'm trying to think right now. I've never seen Texas play in person. I didn't go to Texas last year, Clemson game. Never seen Texas play in person that I can remember. I wish Bevo was coming. Bevo y'all talk Bevo into coming, and I'll go.
Bevo versus Uga.
Me and Bevo have one thing in common.
Last year.
We're going to sit at home instead.
Yeah. Plop down all day long.
Yeah.
12 hours and nothing.
10:34 says, Mickey, I'm your age. Screw it. Stay home. The juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. Yeah, Texas had new stadium and changes hadn't been in several years. I hadn't been to Georgia in about 5 years. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Coach Bobby Lamb getting in with me now. From over at Anderson. I need to go over to Anderson and see those guys play. He goes, the most underrated seat in all of college football is your recliner. And the fact that you're playing golf, no-brainer. And that's coming from a guy who's been over there in Georgia many years, too. You're right, Coach. Anderson play this weekend. I need to do this, by the way. It's my Brad Hughes, Allstate, and get in touch with him. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Get into a good touch with a good friend, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. 2923-001. Let me see. I need to see a schedule, see what these guys are doing in football. They have – they finished up already. Finished up. It was a good season. Got up to a good start. Good season for those good guys over there. 5-6, already finished up. Coach Lamb, you're right. I'm too old, man. I'm too old. I'm staying home, I think. We'll talk about it tomorrow's show, Sam. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. What
Mickey,
do you have
I never congratulated you last weekend on your deeply unsatisfying 2-2 draw with Spurs. It was exactly kind of what I thought it would be with more goals involved.
We were winning the whole game.
Neither of you are happy at the end of it.
We're winning the whole game. They scored in like the 84th minute. So it was like 1-1. They scored in the 90 in extra time, 91st minute. And they're like, all right, we're going to lose. And then we scored like 96th minute in extra time. So it's like we were going to win, we were going to lose, we were going to draw, we're going to lose, we're going to win, we're going
to
tie.
All roads lead to a draw in that game.
Yeah, but we drew at Spurs now.
It's not a bad result. Now you get an international break weekend, so you don't have to worry about them down in Athens.
All right, I'll go. I can't go down there. Eric Newton, get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. EricNewton.com does an unbelievable job. We love Eric. We love Eric Newton. I told you the guy I bought my house from and renovated my house. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out for sure. Tonight, won't watch NFL. I might watch ODU tonight. Might watch some of that. Or maybe some college basketball tonight. But tomorrow's show is a busy one. Let's get you ready for it. You know what we're doing tomorrow, Sam? Since Clemson plays tomorrow, we're doing the pre-game show. Be the Tiger Tailgate Show, the Tiger Pregame. We'll do the pre-game show. Don't miss it. Sam, great job. Let me thank Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com. Great job. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful, beautiful Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.